advocating it, but it took you to get it done.
Thank you.
Well, see, the public has more pull than the members.
Oh, wait, do we do the dates first since we got our calendar?
Can you just hang? That's okay.
We got you covered, don't worry.
Let's look at dates.
I mean, does anybody, who has conflicts and when? Would you want to do, I don't know, a couple?
Friday, August 4th is not good for me.
How about the 11th, Bob?
We don't have to stick with Fridays and Mondays while we're out of session, as long as it's not a Tuesday. I mean, if you were doing that for me.
Tuesdays and Thursdays are not.
No, sorry, can't do Tuesdays anyway.
The 11th, the 18th, and the 25th are all fine with me.
Same here.
Well, the 11th is a Tuesday.
11th, that's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
They're all three Fridays, and I'm good with all of that as well.
The 11th's not good for me.
The 11th was a Tuesday.
Sorry, I was.
And then, I'm sorry, what was the 11th?
The 11th, the 18th, the 25th.
I can't do the 25th.
The 18th, I will be in South Carolina for the solar eclipse.
Really?
You get 80% of it right here.
And then the.
Do you want to maybe just do the 11th and 18th for now, and then at the next meeting we could look at the rest of August and beginning of September?
Kim said she was out the 18th.
Oh, 18th.
I'm out the 11th, the 18th. August is the next meeting.
How about the 11th and the 16th, Wednesday?
What does next Friday look like?
I'm sorry, what's
the 4th? She said the 4th.
16th is a Wednesday.
Yeah, Kim, she said she's out the 11th, too.
I know you. Oh, you're out the 11th as well.
What about the 7th?
The 7th, I'm okay.
It would have to be after 11, or 11 or later.
Monday the 7th,
but after 11.
It could be at 11.
Monday the 7th, I will be driving my daughter to horseback riding. No, that's on Sunday. So, yep, I could be due Monday.
That's okay.
Okay.
I could do Wednesday the 9th.
What about the 14th?
Thursday the 10th.
Monday the 14th.
Monday the 14th, I could do.
Yeah, that's okay.
How about the three Mondays, the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st?
Well, you're killing my golf, buddy. Okay.
Is that when you guys golf?
Well, I try.
Actually, the Mondays are all good for me.
Good. Go ahead, Bob. Pile on.
Sorry. Sorry.
Okay, all Mondays. There goes my handicap.
Is it 11 each Monday?
No, it's just that first one. I have something early in the morning, so 11 would be the earliest for me.
So
if we could do that 11.
And the other two Mondays at 9?
Yes.
So the 7th?
Okay, the 7th at what time?
11.
11.
I might be late for the 7th, but I'll be here. 14th, you said?
And then the 21st, and those would be at 9. And I have to make sure we are good in this room, but I will get that taken care of.
21st, I'll be wearing funny glasses and staring at the sun, so.
Well, it's just like a Tuesday for you, right?
I will be gone the 17th through, let's please announce to the world when I will be away from my home, so.
Don't worry, they had me call in from halfway around the world, so everybody knew I couldn't get there.
So why don't we hold those three for now? And
yeah, 7/14/21, and we'll see how that works.
Okay.
And then, so for the 7th, we should have, we can review this housing element
strategies
again.
We'll do housing again. Future land use.
Future land use.
Parks and Rec will be going out.
Yeah, we can do parks, recreation and open space.
I'm sorry, recreation and open space.
Let's not pile on too much, but. It's better to have more than less, because if we don't get to it,
we can bump it,
yeah.
Future land use is going to take a while, and this isn't a full day
right. In
the 11 o'clock one. So well, future land use and housing, and if you have time to look at the Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec, yeah.
Okay, so let's do that.
On the 7th, and then what we don't get, we'll bump over.
Bump up, okay.
And then we'll decide the 14th and 21st agendas as we move forward.
Yep, sounds good.
What time on the 14th?
9 o'clock on the
14th.
14th
is 9 and 21st.
They're Mondays.
And 7th is 11.
Hold on, we got to check with these guys about that. The 7th at 11 o'clock.
We could do it in the afternoon.
You okay, Brandy? Okay.
Okay.
All good? Okay, young lady.
Thank you very much.
Sorry to hold you up.
Calling me young?
Yeah. Well, relative. We're aging rapidly here.
Yeah, but this, Carolyn Quinn, I'm a volunteer with the Sussex Housing Group. And first of all, I'm just so impressed and appreciative of this panel. Just, it's wonderful. Your enthusiasm, your commitment. Very, very exciting.
Thank you.
Just one of the things, it's kind of random, but something that is in Amy's piece that I thought was important when you folks were talking about lack of information education was under amending zoning ordinances throughout the county to promote fair housing choice, she suggested use language that is inclusive relative to the term consistency of neighborhood that doesn't inadvertently preclude the placement, redevelopment, or change of use for affordable housing. And I just know I hear consistency of neighborhood being used as an excuse to, that's it. It's not in keeping with consistency of the neighborhood. I know it happened in Lewis recently. So I'd just like to bring that up, and perhaps that would be a chance for more affirmative language. I don't know. But.
Well, we're also using the word integration. So we're trying to support that in a manner that we have more integration of a variety of housing, from condominiums and apartments to multifamily housing units, along with single family housing. There's right. No need to separate those as communities. So I think that would be the word that I would encourage you to focus on, because that's the word we're focusing
gotcha.
On, okay?
And it makes total sense. I mean, I've been listening to the big picture. I was just kind of focused on that because it's been used. The other thing is, just as a citizen, I wanted to ask you, I know that council makes ordinances, but I wanted to ask you why we hear language like support and evaluate about the MPHU and the SCRP programs, and why not require? Why not make them mandatory?
Right.
I understand that at a recent cheer center annual meeting, there was a housing piece of it, and Shell Brothers were there, and they said, you know, we would do it if it was mandatory.
We get that question a lot, by
I'm
the way.
I'm sure you do. I just haven't heard the answer.
And because the comp plan is a guideline,
right.
and if you put specificity in a 10-year document, uh-huh. then you lock yourself down. You don't have the flexibility to adjust ordinance on the fly. So that's why we have explore, consider, promote, those types of words. And then hopefully, I mean, the whole plan is to follow up the comprehensive plan, update, change, review, whatever, with a review of all those ordinances and to amend those as the council sees necessary. I don't want to speak for Mr. Shell or any other developer, but the reason that they said they were building if required is because they catch so much grief in this room when they offer affordable housing projects. In fact, I was at a League of Women Voters meeting. I've tried to attend them all. I think I might have missed one or two sitting in the back of the room. They usually hold them here, but they have right. held them elsewhere. And I think Mr. Shell said that to the people there that were saying, hey, we need affordable housing. And he says, yeah, but when I bring an application in, are you all going to show up to support it? Okay, so he's going to get beat up when he brings an application in because of what Bob pointed out earlier, that people, for some reason, whether it's a homeless shelter or whatever it is, they come out of the woodwork in opposition. And so that's why Mr. Shell said, yeah, make me do it. I'd be happy to, because then he doesn't have to face the public. Yeah. And there's merit to that. We may have to consider that.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Young lady, we're on a roll. Would your friend like? Or, okay. You want to come back up, Sean? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is the one time that you actually get two visits to a customer.
Good afternoon now. So very encouraged to hear a lot of the comments today, to hear everyone supporting affordable housing is certainly...
We just need real quick.
I'm sorry. I need to introduce myself.
Yeah.
My name is Sean Kelly. My company is Leon Wiener & Associates and Arbor Management. We're based in Wilmington.
Thanks. Sorry
sure.
about that.
Earlier, Commissioner Stevenson, you asked a little bit about maybe some more specificity, so I was taking notes back there, specifically as related to the Sussex County Rental Program. We currently, in the notes, look to be targeting at 50% area median income and below. For alignment purposes with our resources at the state level, I would suggest that that floats up to 60% AMI. That is the income targeting that the Delaware State Housing Authority uses. So aligning those programs could perhaps get those resources to go a little bit further. So that's a specific suggestion to the SCRP program. In regards to strategy, this is 9.1.2.4, related to the entitlement community. I think that it would be a fantastic idea for Sussex County to be an entitlement community. We work with programs in Newcastle County, and this is the allocation of home funding and CDBG funding that flows from the federal government, and I know Brad and Brandy work with it very closely. In Newcastle County, and this kind of plays into, here's my notes again, another strategy that we mentioned, 9.2.1.3. We were talking about secondary loans that we could perhaps provide at low interest rates to affordable housing rental projects specifically. In Newcastle County, the HOME program is utilized to provide secondary deferred mortgages. So that will sit behind the primary mortgage on the property for the affordable housing property, usually financed with low-income housing tax credits. And what it will do is accrue interest at anywhere from 1% to 3%, and you'll have a lien on the property so that it will either be slowly paid off from available cash flow. It won't be an actively amortizing loan. It will be paid off from available cash flow, and then, of course, you have a second position on the property when it comes to the end of its, when it's time to recapitalize, whether that be through a refinance or a sale, you will have a position in that property. So I believe if Sussex County was able, and I hope I'm not throwing anyone under the bus here because I certainly appreciate the administrative burden that comes with these programs, to become an entitlement community, to have control over allocating those home and CDBG resources actively driven from this commission rather than from the priorities of the Delaware State Housing Authority, you may be able to achieve many of the goals that we have talked about today because I think you will have enhanced flexibility. So it's certainly something to consider in this process, and I again appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you again. We're taking public comment early. I saw a gentleman walk in while we were taking public. You're welcome to come up if you have a public comment. Anyone else have a public comment?
Roger.
Question? Yeah, it's okay. You can still come up. No? Oh, Hans. Where's Hans? What else we have? We'll recess for a couple minutes, or?
Do you want?
Okay. We're going to recess.
Is the dessert tray still over there?
It might be. And there might still be the bake sale out front as well.
The dessert tray might still be in there.
Okay, we'll recess until the arrival of Mr. Hans Bentlars.
Go get the county bake sale.